And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Ellie Kinnaird. Another tragedy strikes Europe. A suicide bomb detonates outside a concert in England, killing 22 teenagers and injuring many more. A senseless act and a heartless act. Who could do this? President Trump calls the perpetrators losers, saying he won't call them monsters because that's what they would like to be called. We are all outraged and heartbroken for the families and wondering where will it end and when will it end. Let's take a look at another tragedy. In Afghanistan, our military bombs a Doctors Without Borders hospital, killing 9 staff and injuring dozens of patients. The U.S. military said it was due to faulty coordinates, but the hospital kept calling them and telling them they were bombing a hospital. In another incident, the U.S. bombed a wedding party in Afghanistan, killing 47, including the bride and the children. In both cases, the United States said they were sorry and paid compensation. A drone kills the son of a U.S. citizen after killing the father, whom we claimed was a terrorist. We kill hundreds by drones every year throughout the Middle East because we can. We arm the Saudis that bomb indiscriminately in Yemen, old men, women, and children. Some are calling it a war crime. So should it be a surprise when ISIS or others take revenge through vicious bombings in the West? There is no justification for terrorist bombings. But can our actions not seem related to those bombings? If your child was killed in a bombing from the air or a drone attack, what would you feel? Helplessness, anger, and unfathomable grief at your loss? I ask, where will it end? And what can we do to stop it? This is Ellie Kinnaird.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators. Local people, local issues.